A colorful rainbow. But what's the message?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the Answers book. Well, Ken, here in our Cincinnati area, we often see beautiful rainbows. And there's a message for us in those rainbows, right?
Well, indeed. At the end of Noah's flood, God made a covenant with Noah and all generations to come. He set a rainbow in the sky as a sign that he would never again send a flood to destroy the entire earth as he had just done. In other words, he'd never again judge with a global flood. Now, think about this in relation to those Christians who try to insist that Noah's flood was only local or regional. Not only is this concept totally contrary to the Word of God, where we're told that water covered the highest hills under the whole of heaven, but it would mean that God broke his covenant. You see, there have been many floods since Noah's day, but they've all been local events. There's never been another global flood. God has kept his promise. Why is it that many Christians insist it was only a local event? You know, they want to accommodate the evolutionary belief in millions of years for the fossil record. Sadly, they get their answers from man's fallible ideas instead of the book of Genesis.
Were dinosaurs on board Noah's Ark? Well, the answer's yes. Find out more when you read Ken Ham's free booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? It's available at no charge on our website, answersradio.com. Next time you're at your computer, please log on to answersradio.com.